And now, this is Special Chronicles. This is live of the World Games of 2015. Giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
My advice would be to just try your hardest.
And it takes a lot of training to start the World Games.
And they always, always champions to me.
So everyone reach out, put your hands together. Don't give up, climb forever. All you got, just remember. You make me feel like I'm a contender. Two hands up, through the ceiling. The beat of my heart is all that I'm feeling. Give it all that I got, first to the last one. And then I reach up, cause I'm a champion.
My name is Michael Olszański, and I am from Polish Radio, and you are listening to Special Chronicles Podcast, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
You're listening to Special Chronicles Podcast, featuring the number one update podcast about Special Olympics War Games, Los Angeles 2015. This is Daniel on day five. Today is Tuesday, July 28th, 2015, and that's the last day that I am actually here. And I'm ending here in Long Beach, California, which is the same city where I was born 26 years ago. And began the day at the Los Angeles Convention Center, taking a picture in front of the sign. And then I talked with, took a picture with the team from Hungary. And then we went over and saw the handball and the roller skating. And also got some people to do like some station IDs, recorded an interview with a board of director from Special Olympics Minnesota, and then came over to Long Beach and saw the apartment where I used to live when I was born here, and for the first 4 years of my life. And then we went over to the sailing, and I interviewed Special Olympics Great Britain athlete who was competing, that was in the kayak, and I'll take that back. Kayaking. And then we tried to go over to the Victoria volleyball, but that was already done with. And so then we actually drove over to where the sailing is, and we talked with a unified partner who's also a coach, but a unified partner for sailing. And then we talked to two volunteers who are bus greeters here. So that was a lot of fun. And that's pretty much is wrapping up in the day five, and the last day that I am actually here at the Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles 2015. It's been a great experience here, a gratifying and inspiring experience, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed all unique coverage on Special Chronicles of all Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles 2015. So keep listening to the day five content that we have for you coming up next here on the Special Chronicles podcast show, featuring the number one update podcast of all Special Olympics World Games Los Angeles 2015. So that's about it, and until next week, until the next time I talk to you guys, take care and God bless. Bye.
My name is Garrett Goble, and I'm from Decatur, Georgia, and you are listening to Special Chronicles Podcast, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
Joining us on Special Chronicles, we're here at our Special Olympics World Games, Los Angeles 2015, and on Tuesday, July 28th, 2015, and we're here right in front of the handball court with one of the honored guests. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, my name is Garrett Goble. I'm from Decatur, Georgia, and happy to be here in Los Angeles for the Special Olympics.
And what are you doing here today? You said that you're an honored guest, but you're also from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or what are you doing here? And
well, my wife is a division director for the Centers for Disease Control, and I'm here with her for a couple of days. And I've had the opportunity over the last couple of days to work in the healthy athletes screening tents and help about 1,400 athletes get screened for hearing, vision, dental, and feet.
And what have you enjoyed about the Special Olympics healthy athletes part of here at the World Games?
Well, it's just fun to see so many people from so many countries coming and playing and together and working with each other. And for me, it was very rewarding to be part of the Healthy Athletes program because we've been able to get a lot of people medical screenings that they may not have had. One thing which was really stood out yesterday was that there were 7 athletes from the Nigerian basketball team who all but one of them had never had a hearing aid before, and they all were all hearing impaired. And yesterday they all got hearing aids. And so to see them come from the hearing screening tent over to the dental screening tent with big smiles on their faces was a very rewarding thing.
And what's been your favorite or most inspirational part of this week here at our World Games?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
What's been your favorite or your most inspirational moment here at the World Games?
Well, probably the opening ceremonies, just to see so over 100, is it 160?
Yeah, no, over 165 countries.
Around the world, to see all those athletes in one place and the music going and everybody up and dancing was really kind of inspirational.
At the opening ceremonies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on the field too for the. Any final thoughts to share? How can our listeners find out more information about Special Olympics Healthy Athletes?
Well, I heard this was the first time in 20 years that Special Olympics had been in the United States, so it was really kind of nice to see it come back to the States, and I look forward to it coming back to the States again soon.
Yeah, in 3 years will be the 50th anniversary. That started here in Chicago. Well, no, not here, in Chicago. Where can they find out more information about Special Olympics Health and Healthy Athletes?
I would hit Google and type in Healthy Athletes Special Olympics.
Okay, good. And I'm sure that they can find more information on specialolympics.org as well. Any final thoughts to share with our listeners about the overall experience here?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Paul Steenerson. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you are listening to Special Chronicles podcast, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
Join us on Special Chronicles. We're here at our Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles, 2015. I'm here with someone from Special Olympics USA from Minnesota. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. My name is Paul Steenerson. And I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I serve on the board of directors for Special Olympics Minnesota. And my family and I are out here watching the games, volunteering and participating in all the festivities that are occurring within Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles.
So what are some of the things that you are doing?
We've been to Southern California, and we saw soccer, gymnastics, and volleyball. Today we are watching, obviously, roller skating and some handball and bocce ball. And we also went to the opening ceremonies on Saturday, which was fantastic.
So what were some of your thoughts about the opening ceremony?
Oh, the opening ceremonies were fun. They were full of energy and life, lots of activities, and just very enthusiastic crowd as well as athletes.
Yeah. I was on the field doing the opening ceremony.
Oh, fantastic.
What's your most inspirational or favorite moment this week?
Sure. It's been the opening ceremonies for sure, and just seeing the athletes and so excited to be here from all across the world. Watching the parade of athletes and all the volunteers, as well as the law enforcement torch run, for instance, and all the law enforcement individuals all lined up as the cauldron was coming in.
Yeah.
The flame of hope.
Yeah. I am held the flame of hope during the final. Well, I mean, just at the very end, though. But well, what would you say to encourage other people to come on out and get involved in Special Olympics?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of individuals are naive and not really understanding a Special Olympian. And my thought would be for everybody to get involved and encourage those individuals with intellectual disabilities to really do their best and strive to be the best that they can be, as well as those volunteers who are participating with the athletes in the unified sports to go out there and have fun, encourage them, and learn and develop with them as well.
Right. Thank you again for taking the time to come on Special Chronicles.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
My name is Howard Gorton, and I am from Australia, and you are listening to Special Chronicles podcast, giving respect and a voice to the people with special needs.
Next up on Special Chronicles, we're here at our Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles, and we're here with a parent from Special Olympics Australia. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and viewers?
Okay. My name's Howard Gorton. I'm the parent of an intellectual child who has a mental disability who plays a sport called bocce.
How is he doing this week?
Games. He's won two games and lost one game. He's now into the grand final for the gold medal and is playing at 11 o'clock this morning in about 20 minutes.
And is this his first time here at the World Games?
This is the first time in the World Games. We've never been able to afford it in the past. But, yeah, it's good.
What's been your favorite or most inspirational part of the World Games?
Coming in and seeing the athletes in the opening ceremony and seeing them all walk in like the real athletes do in the real Olympics. And that was really exciting to see him there.
And what's his name again?
His name is Stuart Gorton, with a U-A-R-T, not an E-W.
And what you said, encourage other families and other people to get involved in Special Olympics?
Enjoy it. Come in and do it. I mean, it's fun to meet the other parents and see what sort of life they have as well as you, compared to your own.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to come on Special Chronicles.
Thank you very much for letting me talk.
Hi, my name is Joan.
Stephanie.
And I'm Sam.
And we're from the USA.
And you are listening to Special Chronicles podcast, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
Join us on Special Chronicles. We're here with the head coach from Special Olympics, Estonia. And your two athletes, can you introduce yourself to all our listeners and tell us your two athletes and what you guys are competing in?
Yes, we are from Estonia and we're competing in bowling. I have Jorvan and Siri with me and we are heading to the competitions.
And what's your favorite part of being here at our World Games?
I don't know, it's hard to choose. Everything is nice and the weather is nice and people are nice, so.
Thanks again for taking the time to come on Fetch Chronicles.
Thank you.
Castle Tinker, I am from Estonia,
and you are listening.
You are listening
to Special Chronicles podcast, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
The need.
Yeah.
Thanks.
My name is Manuel Joya, and I am from Apple Valley, California. And you are listening to the Special Chronics broadcast, giving respect and voice to people with special needs.
Joining us on Special Chronicles, we're here at our Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles 2015. We're here in Long Beach, California, and I'm here with a Great Britain athlete. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us what you just competed in?
Yeah, I'm Catherine Smith, and I'm competing in kayaking.
And how did you do today in the preliminary?
I came fifth, but they are just sorting out the timings and stuff to put me into the finals, hopefully Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. Is this your first time here at the World Games?
This is my first time here for the Special Olympics, yeah.
Neat. It's my first time too. What do you like about being here at at the World Games?
It's a lot different than I expected, but it's been really good experience.
Neat. What did you like about the opening ceremonies, walking in on the red carpet?
I felt very excitable and very energetic sort of feel, and I just can't believe it's on. It's finally here, really. It's yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. What have you been inspired by here at the World Games?
Probably lots of people have been coming up and telling me to go faster and go much quicker and things. So and people have sparked me in different ways and different forms.
What would you say to encourage other people to get involved in Special Olympics?
Families, coaches, the supporters, the helpers, everyone have been fantastic. My team have been fantastic. They've been helping me with all different things. So yeah, it's been a really very experienced trip.
Neat. And any final thoughts to share with our listeners and viewers about the overall experience of being here at the World Games?
It's nice to see people like myself who are really good at their sport, and it's really lovely to see how far they go. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for taking the time to come on Special Chronicles. What did you like about being on Special Chronicles, on the number one update podcast of our World Games?
I enjoy the experience of the games,
yeah,
and the activities they have provided us. And the food's been fantastic, and everything is been really good, yeah.
Yeah, neat. Thank you again for taking the time to come on Special Chronicles.
Thank you.
Wait, you gotta say hi to her too.
This is Daniel from Special Chronicles. We're here. You use a payphone that people don't use, and Dan's calling his wife, Lisa. It's ringing. Let's see what happens. It's ringing. Let's see. I think we need some dialing music.
She probably won't answer. She never answers when I call.
We need some dialing music.
Please leave your message for 7.
Oh! you didn't hear that number? You didn't hear the number.
It's oh my gosh,
hi, dear. Even when I call you from a payphone, you know it's me and you don't answer it. Well, we're calling you from a payphone because I haven't seen a payphone in, I don't know, 10 years. So I wanted to show Andy that it actually works when you put money in and make a phone call. So anyway, hi. Say hi, Andy.
Hi, Mom.
Say hi, Daniel.
Hi, Lisa.
So, anyway, love you. Don't try calling back because some random stranger is probably going to answer. Okay? We're in Long Beach. I love you. Bye.
That was a payphone.
You owe me 50 cents for that one.
50 cents. 50 cent phone call.
Yeah, I don't want the Slurpee.
Oh, she has some 50 cents?
50 cents.
Well, you guys have a live payphone.
No money back guarantee.
a live payphone on Special Chronicles.
My name is Michael Olszański, and I am from Polish Radio, and you are listening to Special Chronicles podcast, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
Joining us on Special Chronicles, we're back here in Long Beach for our Special Olympics World Games, Los Angeles 2015. You're here with us, the Special Olympics USA Unified partner for sailing. So introduce yourself to our listeners. I see you're also a coach.
An onboard coach.
And a unified partner. So introduce yourself to our listeners.
My name is Angelina Litton. I'm from Houston, Texas.
And is this your first time here at all World Games?
It is my first time, yes.
What are your overall thoughts of our World Games?
Well, it's very exciting. The kids get very excited, especially when they start playing music. It gets them all worked up, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
What's been your most inspirational or favorite moment of our World Games?
So far?
Yeah, so far.
Probably one of our athletes who wasn't as very skilled when he got here, and every day he gets better and better.
And what's been a moment out
on the water
in the sailing that you have enjoyed with your unified partner?
Oh, well, yesterday we started our races, and we got a first place in one of our races, and that was very exciting. But we also got a last place, and that is the way sailing works. If you make one little mistake, it's over.
Yeah. And you tell us a little bit about your unified partner. Well, I mean, you're the unified partner, but about your the Special Olympics athlete. Yeah, that you difficulty were they diagnosed with, or and a little bit about them?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I know that the driver has autism, but he is very effective, a sailing driver, very effective. And the athlete that works the jib sail, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what her difficulty is.
Okay. Any final thoughts to share with our listeners and viewers on Special Chronicles about the overall experience of being here at our Special Olympics World Games, Los Angeles 2015?
Yes. If you help out these athletes, if you get them started, their lives change drastically. I have seen athletes start out with very little skill, and then their confidence builds, and their ability builds, and their whole personality builds. And I've seen athletes who've really broken out of their shells and become enjoying life, and just, it's such a wonderful experience.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you again for taking the time to come on our Special Chronicles and for being here as a coach and a unified partner here at our Special Olympics World Games Los Angeles 2015.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joining us on Special Chronicles, we're here at our Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles 2015. And we're here in Long Beach, California, at the sailing venue. I'm here with two bus greeters. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and viewers on Special Chronicles?
Yeah, I'm Terry. I'm from Hong Kong, the International Frontier.
And Tyler, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Awesome. And why do you guys want to come volunteer for our Special Olympics World Games?
Actually, I think this game, this is my first experience, and it is really special, and I want to give a try of volunteering. And I'm young, I'm going to learn some new things from these things, so I'm going to be a volunteer.
And for me, like he said, you know, volunteering is the best thing that you can do to be of service for people, you know, and we're all the same. We're now different,
yeah.
And I just wanted to cheer them on and, you know, be a part of something great.
And what's been your most inspirational or favorite moment so far here at World Games?
I think it's still the volunteer, because I don't really have time to appreciate the games. But volunteer is very fun. I met a lot of people who are friendly, and then the athletes are really nice to us, and they are really, really friendly. And then from the international, yeah.
Neat.
And for me, I think it's just the watching the USA cycling, you know, and cheering on my country. And we're going to beat Hong Kong.
Yeah. Hong Kong is great, man, but they're not going to the cycling, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, any final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners and viewers on Special Chronicles?
Pardon? I can hear.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners and viewers on Special Chronicles?
I think everyone is normal, and we're going to support everyone that maybe have some difference with us, also in all over the world. So let's come support the Special Olympics.
Yeah. And if you have any time to volunteer, you should come on down. It's one of the greatest experiences you can ever give to yourself and give to the community.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, and it's the biggest and most inspirational event of all time. So on behalf of all of us, millions of Special Olympics athletes, thank you for volunteering and for coming on Special Chronicles.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I'm Special Chronicles. We're here at our Special Olympics World Games for the number one update podcast for our Special Olympics World Games Los Angeles 2015. And I'm getting directions. We're here at the cycling event, and they're giving me directions to where the finish line is / media tent. And
I'm sorry, please repeat.
Are you from Great Britain?
Yes.
Okay. So, and okay, so where am I going again?
Okay, so you need to just go out of this corner here and stay on the sidewalk and walk down around the side of this building just opposite us. And if you go to the tents that are here, that is where the finish line is, and hopefully you will find Jeff and Lisa Wiley, who are our
media
officers there. And the boys are about to finish now. They're a 500-meter time trial, and the girls will be going straight afterwards.
Okay, thank you. So the boys are just about to get done with, and let me see if I can find my way back. Some people coming from this way. I wonder if there's a way to get out. No, that's a changing room. We don't want to go in there. So let's see if we can find a way to get to the finish line. There's some bikes. So there. So it looks like we have to go across here, across this street. There was a bicycle that just went past me. Oh, they were telling me where the finish line was. So let me see if I. Someone from Great Britain was just giving me directions. No, not an interview. They were giving me directions.
Okay.
In British.
It's actually English.
English. It's been good.
If you run around the front of this building,
yeah,
you'll see them all.
Okay, so I'm going to go one-on-one quickly.
Yes, pop off a few.
Okay, I'm going to go one-on-one, and they have given me a map, and so I'm going to go one-on-one quickly, and I'm going to kind of go through the barricade. Don't worry, I'm friends with the police. Oh, and there's a bicyclist that just came. And there's a bicyclist I wanted, USA. Do you guys know where the finish line is?
Hello.
Hi. I'm a Special Olympics athlete. I'm also from Special Chronicles, producing the number one update podcast for World Games. Did you guys just get done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
What? And are you a unified partner or? Oh, a Special
Olympics. Eddie's a Special Olympics athlete.
Oh, neat. So you just got done.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm done.
Where are you from? Where's your town? Maryland?
Maryland? Awesome. We have some listeners in Maryland. How did the race go?
All right.
And are you his coach or your unified?
Yes. Yeah, I'm Eddie's coach.
And how did the race go?
Eddie, he's doing good. He's happy, and we got a good day today.
Neat. And what's your favorite part of being here at the World Games?
I don't know.
What was your favorite part? Riding
your
bikes?
Yeah, my USA bike.
Riding USA bikes.
Neat.
That was on it.
Neat. Well, thank you for taking the time. Can we take a quick picture?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to take a quick picture with Eddie and his coach. And can you take a quick
picture with Eddie?
Yeah, just this picture in here. And so now his coach is going to take a picture of Eddie and me with his bike because they just got done. And they're on Special Olympics USA team. They're going to take a picture. Awesome. How's that? Good. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And so that's, so now I'm just going to run. So that was from the USA team. I'm going to run. This is fitting for Special Olympics because I'm actually winning. You're the cyclist, and there's the finish line. I see some little bikes, and this is so much fun. Oh, and there's a India team in front of me.
In the final competition, these are the
awards. Oh, and you can party your own background. They're announcing something.
Time trial.
I don't know if you can hear that.
We look forward to seeing you all at the award ceremony. We'll begin that all at 4:30 over there at the Los Alamitos Awards platform. Closer to first place, for those of you who know it, that's where, of course, our entire encampment has been set up for the Long Beach Hub.
How do chains do?
So now you can probably hear that. You can skip a few pictures here. And we'll snap a few pictures, see who else I can talk to. See. Who else can I talk to? Some people from Germany. Let's see who else. Lots of music in the party here.
All right, we are at our 60-minute warning for the beginning of our ladies. That's the 500-meter time trial. That's
our. Hi. Where are you from?
About 30 of them. Once you get the format here.
Where are you from?
We're from Maryland.
Yeah. I just talked to somebody else. I'm Uddy from Maryland. I'm a Special Olympics athlete. I'm not competing this week, but I'm from Special Chronicles, producing the number one update podcast of our World Games.
Very cool.
And the mission of Special Chronicles is to empower and give inspiration voice to people with special needs. We actually have some listeners in Maryland. Do you have any athlete competing? Or?
No, our daughter's right here, Lori, and she is a Maryland athlete, but she's not competing in the games.
Yeah. And is this your first time?
Yes.
Yeah, this is my first time, too.
What's, you've never been to a World Game.
Yeah, I've never been to a World Game, either. What do you like it about?
What do you like about it?
Hey, how?
Seeing Terrell. Terrell Limerick is a sailing athlete from Maryland, from
neat.
County.
Neat. And do you like the cycling?
Yes, very much.
Very much.
Well, Vicky, can I snap a quick picture? Can I snap a quick picture here? Let's snap a quick picture here. Oh, wait, hold on. Step back, another quick picture. Thank you.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Were you on the Twitch run?
No, I just held it. I didn't run with it, but I just held it. So, thanks. Yeah, so, I actually know one of the cheerleaders from the Olympics.
Wait, really?
If you go on to specialchronicles.com, I actually have to go catch a flight now. So.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks. And so, let me go back and see if there's someone else we can talk to. But otherwise, I think we're going to sign off here from Long Beach in Los Angeles, California. So, thank you, and we'll talk to you
Again, take care, and God bless.
Oh,
and there's some athletes coming from the sports captain pictures. Take care, God bless.
After I'm saying representing special.
Giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.